we're really excited about the way filming is working in the state of Montana right now. It's exciting. We had our last three major feature films have all gone to world-class film festivals. And it just shows how great and talented our crews and services are in here in Montana and how awesome Montana looks on the screen.
This kind of production, though, waxes and wanes, doesn't it, Denny, in terms of major films being filmed here? I mean, you'll have a rash of them, and then there might be a little bit of a lull before, or even a long lull, before a major film studio comes, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, there's stories, and there are creative people looking for backdrops and places and character in a location. And so it's cyclical, or it ebbs and flows. There's no real predictability to it. You know, we're always offering ourselves out there as a location to the industry to come and shoot in Montana, and we think that we have a lot of value that gets on the screen for the film and can add a lot to those productions. So sometimes it's a dry spell, and sometimes they just all come. And what's really nice is when Montana does get on the big screen or the small screen, there's a huge impact. We see immediate results from that, from those shows.
Results like?
Well, for instance, the Super Bowl ad that had the farmers, that was the number one
ad.
That was a great
ad. What a wonderful ad.
Many of those images were in the state of Montana. They have impact on the screen. You know, Jimmy P, the film that went to Cannes, one of the films that went to Cannes, you know, the first thing you see is East Glacier.
Because that was filmed
in
Blackfeet
Browning,
Reservation.
On the Blackfeet Reservation, and which is a phenomenal backdrop for that, for any place to be. You know,
and that film is a true story about a Blackfeet World War II veteran. Right?
Yes, he came to this hospital experiencing, you know, dreams and problems, and they actually found this anthropologist, a French anthropologist, studying, you know, psychotherapy, and these two people came together, and he basically helped Jimmy come to terms with this pain he was feeling.
And when a film like that does its shooting in Montana on the Blackfeet Reservation, a lot of locals are involved. Mm-hmm. Many of those in that case were Native Americans. Right?
Yeah, there was over 115 Native Americans involved in that production across the board, from extras to crew to interns. The documentary about the film had, you know, Native Americans in that crew as well. And so it was really, that was what was extraordinary about the film process for the French director and the French assistant director, which is more like you would think in theater the way it is, different than film. But the French came in and researched and spent 2 years in the community making connections, and it was really important for them to have a Native American element in their production process. They wanted that. They celebrated that.
For authenticity, if nothing else, yeah. I'm sure. And the other film that showed at Cannes this year that was shot in Montana is a film called Nebraska, but much of it was shot in Billings.
Correct, yeah. Alexander Payne, who is a two-time Academy Award-winning director and writer, he
made Sideways, among other films.
He did Sideways and about Schmidt and Election and The Descendants. You know, it goes on and on. He's highly respected and just an amazing guy. He shoots for location authenticity. You know, it didn't matter to him if there was another state that had more money to give them that looked like Montana. He wanted it to be these two men to be, who are featured in the story, to be from Montana and to take this journey down into Nebraska. He's from Nebraska, Alexander Payne is, and so he usually has a lot of his films in that Midwestern feel. Actually, The Descendants, which was shot in Hawaii, was actually quite a departure from that kind of character that he likes in his locations. So it starts in Billings, and it just is the backdrop for this film. It just sets the tone for this story. This small
father-son story,
you know, this small town, you know, and Bruce Stern keeps trying to leave town to go walk to Nebraska. And finally, his son, who's played by Will Forte, decides he's going to drive him down. And it's their relationship. And it's a very sweet story. And I think we're going to hear a lot about that one here on the States.
And Bruce Dern won Best Actor Award at the Cannes Film Festival this year. And I want to talk to you about that festival. You went for the first time. Those of us who've never been to the festival certainly see it as one of the more glamorous events that goes on.
Yeah.
How was it to be there among the glitterati?
It was extraordinary. It really was. The French just celebrate cinema so wonderfully. They just love it, and they embrace that art form extremely well. And so the going into the theater is quite a spectacular event. It's this extremely large red carpet that goes up these big steps into the theater, so that it's like these stars ascending to this place. And everybody has to wear tuxedos. You cannot be, at least not everybody, but the men wear tuxedos, the women wear gowns. It's everybody dresses up. There's no, homage. They won't let you in if you try to be, avant-garde style, And so it was extraordinary. And what a great opportunity to go and promote Montana. We had two films of 19 in the competition, and it was wonderful. We were wonderfully received. Everybody was just like, Montana, we love Montana. And there's such an allure to Montana. And it's worldwide. I felt that. I traveled over 20,000 miles this last year promoting Montana to the industry. And, Toronto, New York, L.A., Austin, Texas, to promote our films and our film industry. And France, they loved it as much as anyone. And
the allure is, of course, our great scenery, but also that it's still seen as the Wild West, I assume.
Open space, open expanse of land, and the big sky, really. I mean, and we say the big sky now, it's the big sky Laundriette, it's the big sky this, but the big sky is really an interesting element. And what I was talking to a photographer here at the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival, and I said, what do you think it is about the visuals of Montana that makes it so amazing? And he said, the air is so dry, there's not an ounce of moisture in it, and so the lens can see for miles and miles and miles, and it's crystal clear. If you get in other locations where there's just a little more moisture, it warps the lens and changes the perspective. And so it's that depth of field that you get here that you don't get really anywhere else.
Montana now has a stable of production crew that it didn't have a few years ago, right?
That's not necessarily the most known fact about Montana in the industry, which we're trying to change. And the industry has changed a lot. I mean, typically filmmaking crews were just, it was about films and film cameras and, big trucks and lots of C-stands, which are these things that hold lights up. And now the film crews have become lighter, and our two universities have really responded to that. The media arts program here at the University of Montana and also at MSU, their extraordinary film program there. And these students that are coming out of there, they want to stay in Montana. They want to tell their stories here because you really can now. You can, cyber commute, and you can deliver your product much easier than it was in the older days. So you have Warm Springs Productions here that's doing amazing work, over 70 employees. It was just an article I read in the Missoulian about they're doing the Wardens, they did Mountain Men, and then you have Grizzly Creek in Bozeman that does the Casey Anderson's Wild America for, Animal
TV
Planet.
Shows,
these are
TV
shows. But it's also showing that we have really extraordinarily talented, trained crew that live in this state. What's great about our crew, too, that I tell everyone in our services is they're very versatile. They can work on big shows. They can work on small shows. They can work on commercials, national commercials, regional commercials, print, photo. They do it all. There's not a specialty, there's just this many of this type of crew and an indie crew versus a studio picture crew.
And the state offers tax credits, which every state, I think, does now for filmmaking. And you also have a new program called the Big Sky Film Grant, where the state is actually handing over a chunk of cash to aspiring filmmakers.
Yes, we decided that, you know, we have a very modest tax incentive. You know, we're not in the top. We're not in the middle. We're towards the bottom of our tax incentives. We needed something to sort of lift that up a bit. And so we created the Big Sky Film Grant to, you know, incentivize these productions that might come in and try to get them as close to 20% as we can, giving them cash in hand 30 to 60 days after they wrap principal photography. But then we opened it up more to our resident filmmakers. We wanted to give our resident filmmakers an opportunity to get their pictures made as well. So we created a portion of this grant to be the resident filmmaker grant, where anybody that's a resident of the state of Montana who has a feature film credit can come in and apply for a grant if they have a project that's going to shoot in Montana.
Of up to $50,000.
Up to $50,000.
So which could really help somebody.
It certainly can. I mean, I really feel like it. If we can help get a picture made and let the world see Montana and keep our crews and services working in the state, that helps develop our crews as well and keep them working and enhancing their skill sets.
You're off to Los Angeles soon to attend the premiere of, I think, one of the most anticipated Montana-made films in a long time, and that's Winter in the Blood by the Smith brothers, Alex and Andrew, and that's going to premiere at the Los Angeles Film Festival on Friday. That will be exciting.
We're very excited about that. These guys have just worked so hard to get this movie made, and it's such a, you know, wonderful Montana. I mean, it's such a true Montana story, I should say, about Montanans and our world. And I think that it's, you know, the James Welsh novel coming to the big screen is going to tell a lot of people about the true, you know, what the fiber of Montana is. And the little that I've seen of it in trailers, just the High Line looks amazing. It's an amazing part of Montana, 360-degree views. So we're really excited for the industry in Los Angeles and the world coming to Los Angeles to see films, to see Montana and see this story. It's another story that had – and production that had a tremendous amount of diversity in the cast and crew, as well as Jimmy P. And but every ounce of this story – and production is Montana, all of it.
Well, I have been speaking with Montana's film commissioner, Denny Staggs, who's caught us up on all the film activity recently in Montana, and certainly looking forward to seeing Winter in the Blood when it premieres in Montana. Denny, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.